Hey everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful day, but I have to share some news that's really got me worried. There's a newly identified cross-platform mobile malware called SparkKitty targeting both iOS and Android devices, and it's specifically designed to steal cryptocurrency wallet recovery phrases.
It is a concerning development. Unlike traditional threats, SparkKitty specifically scans smartphone photo libraries, exploiting the widespread habit users have of screenshotting seed phrases during wallet setup.
That's scary. And it sounds like it's sneaking in through the cracks. It's distributed primarily through third-party and unofficial app marketplaces, and upon installation, it requests broad media and storage permissions.
Once those permissions are granted, it employs advanced optical character recognition and pattern matching algorithms to systematically scan images, screenshots, and documents for the standard 12 to 24 word seed phrase format.
I can't believe how sophisticated this is. The malware is highly resilient, capable of extracting text even from cluttered, edited, or poorly lit photos.
The stealth is the real danger here. Once identified, the data is silently transmitted to remote command and control servers, often without triggering any noticeable battery drain or performance issues.
That's heartbreaking. By the time users notice missing funds, the assets have typically been moved through multiple obfuscation layers and are irreversibly lost. Since seed phrases function as master keys, there is simply no recovery mechanism.
This threat highlights a critical vulnerability in modern crypto security, the tension between the convenience of digital storage and the absolute necessity of offline protection.
I know it feels like we're caught in the middle, but we have to take action. To defend against SparkKitty and similar evolving mobile threats, users must adopt strict security practices.
The first rule is non-negotiable: never screenshot or digitally store recovery phrases.
Absolutely. Instead, record them on physical paper or engraved metal plates and keep them in secure, offline locations like safes.
Second, download cryptocurrency and financial applications exclusively from official app stores to avoid unvetted software.
Smart move. And third, rigorously audit and restrict app permissions. Be sure to revoke media and storage access for any non-essential applications.
Fourth, enable biometric authentication for photo galleries and sensitive apps. For long-term asset storage, consider hardware wallets as they keep private keys completely offline.
And finally, maintain routine digital hygiene by keeping operating systems updated and running reputable mobile security scans.
SparkKitty represents a broader trend in financial cybercrime, where attackers are engineering highly targeted tools that exploit specific user behaviors rather than relying on broad phishing campaigns.
It's so true. As cryptocurrency adoption grows, smartphones are becoming primary targets for malware developers. We really need to stay alert.
Protecting digital assets requires ongoing vigilance, proactive habit formation, and treating recovery phrases with the same security as physical cash.
I love that analogy. By abandoning risky digital storage habits and enforcing strict device permissions, users can significantly reduce their exposure to these sophisticated threats. Stay safe, everyone.